TSN 1200 presents the Jim K. Ford Lincoln Postgame Show. Coming up, a complete analysis of tonight's game, including calls, texts, and emails. But first, tonight's three stars, brought to you by Canadian Tire, Canada's Garage.
Welcome to the Jim K. Ford Lincoln Sense Postgame Show. Ottawa with a 5-1 win over the Ducks in the Toilet Bowl. And it's time now for the three stars brought to you by your Ottawa area Canadian Tire stores. Chris Stevenson, and we'll begin with star number three tonight, Matthew Joseph.
Well, a guy who's had a lot of ups and downs this season after an outstanding training camp. Didn't have a great start to the season, in my opinion. Kind of reflected that of the team. But today, goal, couple of assists, helped them do what they needed to do, and that was beat a team that you should beat.
First career three-point night for Matthew Joseph. Number two tonight, Derek Brassard.
Yep. I think he had a big goal. I think he had the goal that made it 2-0. Two first assists on the night. And just again, helped give them a little bit of depth in scoring, right? I mean, they've been depending so much on their big line, which has struggled. To see them get a little bit of depth in scoring, and to see that and see Brassard help out in that way was huge for them. So, yeah, full credit for second star status.
And the first star this afternoon from the pond, Cam Talbot.
That's what they needed in that first period. Got outplayed. He made a couple of big saves, and he made the saves that he needed to make today, and that's something that they've needed for a long time. And he provided it today, so a little bit unfortunate not to get the shutout, but good for him to finally give the Senators a chance to win with really solid goaltending.
And the hardest working Senator this afternoon was Jake Sanderson.
23:54 in ice time, led the Senators on the PK, which was perfect today, 6 for 6. He was on for 5:57 of shorthanded ice time, and wow, 20 games in, and he's carved himself out such an important role for this team as the team's top defensive defenseman, and also, arguably, their best offensive defenseman as well. So just another strong overall effort, but particularly on the PK, and that's what led me to pick him as the hardest worker.
So to recap, three stars, number three, Matthew Joseph, number two, Derek Brassard, number one, Cam Talbot, and the hardest working Senators, Jake Sanderson. Now let's check out the TSN 1200 out-of-town scoreboard, brought to you by C&E Bear Barbecue, Chicken Ribs, and Hockey. Loaded NHL calendar today. We'll start with the Preds and Avalanche, postponed because of a broken water main in the Preds arena. Lots of afternoon finals to pass along. The Bruins, 12-0 to start the season at home. That sets an NHL record with a 3-2 overtime win over the Hurricanes. The Canadiens, 3-2 shootout winners over the Blackhawks. Maple Leafs edged the Wild 4-3. And Minnesota's hot about Matt Murray intentionally putting the net off the moorings three times. I don't know if all three were intentional, but
two for sure.
Two of them definitely look like it.
Yeah.
Got the Wild fans and reporters, staff, hot. 3-0, Caps shut out the Flames. Flames. 0-0, Battle of Pennsylvania between the Penguins and Flyers. 9:11 left in the first period there. 8 o'clock starts in Vegas between the Golden Knights and Kraken. In Detroit, where the Wings host the Coyotes, the Islanders in Columbus take on the Jackets. Sabres and Devils from Buffalo. Blues and Lightning from Tampa. At 8:30, it's the Stars and Jets from Dallas. And at 10:30, the Kings visit the Sharks at the Tank. For the World Cup, Iran with a 2-0 win over Wales. Senegal, 3-1 winners over Qatar. Ecuador and Netherlands draw 1-1. And it's 0-0 or 0-0, United States and England. All right, we'll take a break. Want to react to this one? 12-1200, standard messaging rate supply. 613-750-1200. Sens with a 5-1 win over the Ducks. This is the Jim K. Ford Lincoln Sens postgame show on the TSN 1200 Ottawa Senators Radio Network.
You're listening to the Jim K. Ford Lincoln Sens postgame show on TSN 1200. Time to check out the play of the game.
Here's Here's a steal just outside the Ottawa line. Puck is lobbed in by Zegras, and Ottawa breaks it back out 3-on-2. Sanderson finds the late man. Joseph sends it across. Scores! Beauty goal from Brassard. And Ottawa leads 2-0.
It was a play of the game. Could have went with multiple. That was one of the nicer goals, and Brassard was their second star. So he picks up the play of the game. So does Joseph, who made that pass. And so does Sanderson, who joined the rush and created that play. Nice work all around.
Yeah.
From the Senators. You can tell people are in a good mood. It's 6 o'clock on a Friday, going home for a weekend. Black Friday deals on, a big Sens win. There's not 400 texts already in here saying fire the coach. So be a good mood for the most part. Obviously, this doesn't fix every problem that's wrong with the team, but the tone is a lot different than it has been the last few nights. So it's a refreshing change. And we will be joining She's Got Game at 7 o'clock. So we'll take you up till 7 o'clock to join She's Got Game. But the Sens with a 5-1 win in Anaheim, and they're on to LA on Saturday night. CJ, and we just touched on the three stars. Number one being Cam Talbot. And I think we both liked that DJ Smith challenged 5-1 late in the third, kind of owing it to his goaltender to try to get that goal back for him.
Yeah. And, you know, finally a game where the Ottawa goaltender clearly outplayed his counterpart. The Ducks played their backup in Stolarz, but there are going to be nights when you need your goaltender to outplay the guy at the other end of the ice. And that was the case tonight, because the Senators had some penalty trouble in that first period, gave up a lot of opportunities, and finally kind of played like a competitive team. Had a goalie that gave them some good saves, overcame on the road a bit of a rough start, and finally scored some goals in bunches. And I know there's still going to be some disgruntled fans that are going to point out that it was the Ducks and it was the one team in the standings that's below you. But Ottawa had to win this game to relieve some of the atmosphere and pressure and just the narrative that's going on around the team. And they did that in a convincing way. So, you know, full credit for them for getting the job done today.
Yeah, it just feels good for the guys on the ice, the support staff, the coaching, like everybody. It's
everybody.
Just doesn't change the complexion of the season,
but it's
a nice win, good attitude going into Sunday.
Right, and there you go. This being the business that it is, that is going to be the question now, right? We quickly turn our sights on to Sunday, and the question is, can they come up with I'm not going to say a similar effort, because that first period, I didn't think they were undisciplined. That penalty that Stützle took was awful. Can they play a better 60-minute effort? I certainly hope they can, and that's the nature of the business. Like I said, now we shift to Sunday, and what are they going to do against the Kings team, which is holding down third place in the Pacific Division right now at 11-9-2. And we'll see what kind of, we'll see if they can build on this and come up with a competitive effort again on Sunday.
Well, haven't got DJ Smith yet, but we'll play him potentially in this segment if he does come in soon. Hear his thoughts on the game, but let's start getting into some texts here. 12-1200. This unsigned texter says Ducks play their backup for Bedard. Obvious. I guess would have liked to have seen Mandalisi today from the Senators' perspective. Luigi says a win is a win, but in reality, these are two horrible teams that have a long way to go to compete with the NHL teams that are elite. Comes in from Luigi. Yeah, I don't think we're. Unless we get a call from Tim Lifeguard or Prince, I don't think we're talking about Stanley Cup parades tonight on the postgame show. But but yes, it's a night off from hammering the team and the coaching staff, and just good feeling for the team to pick up that win, and that the power play went to work. Shabbat comes back in. Sanderson is stud once again, and Sens pumped the Ducks 5-1, and the stars were Talbot, Brassard, and Joseph. So it's not like it was just only point night for the big guys. And,
right.
And that's kind of what happened. So,
and that's what they've needed offensively, is to get a little bit of layered scoring, right? And not that the other guys were ripping it up, but to get that secondary layered scoring, whatever you want to call it, was big for them and was the difference in the game. The game that Joseph and Brassard put on the ice tonight was the difference in the game. So we'll see if they can build on this. But yeah, I mean, what do you think the Ducks post game show is like right now?
They're probably talking about Black Friday deals.
They got smoked by the team just ahead of them in the standings, which shows how far down the rankings that the Ducks are at this point. So
they're ducking on the menu for the Senators.
Yeah.
Just looking at the blue line, because you get Chabot back in with Zub. Obviously, I think both of our opinions, Jake Sanderson's been this team's best defenseman on the next pair with Travis Hamonic. And then you have Brännström and Thompson. And Thompson only ended up playing 9:18. He took 4 minutes in penalties.
Yeah.
It might be tough to see him play in LA, but we'll see what ends up happening there. But just the depth of the blue line with Chabot returning, and obviously the way that Sanderson's been playing is a big help.
Well, no question.
What we've seen.
For sure. And, you know, part of what this team has needed is Sanderson, right? You had Chabot. What were the final minutes tonight? I'll tell you in a moment.
Sanders,
but I think what you've got now is a situation.
24 and 25 base. So Chabot with 25.01.
Right. 25.01 and 23.54. And I think we've said, just about everybody has said, that if you could start getting Chabot away from the 28, 29, 30 minute nights and get him closer to that 20, 24, 25 mark, that would allow him to be a little more dynamic, right? I think it's just human nature when you are playing 30 minutes in a night to pace yourself at times during the course of a game. And if they can keep him in that ballpark now with three guys who can share the load, because Zub was at 20:43. So if you got those, you know, three guys that you can play in that 23, 24 minute range and take away some of those minutes from Chabot, I just think that goes such a long way towards improving the effectiveness of Chabot and overall improve the effectiveness of your blue line.
Still waiting on the audio from Anaheim. So let's go to the phone lines for the first time this evening. Dr. Bob wants to talk some Brady Tkachuk. I know Dr. Bob was in Vegas. Dr. Bob, were you in Anaheim as well?
Yeah, I'm here in Anaheim. Nice. In the pregame, Brady looked very serious, and he played a great game. In the rink, they gave him the first star. He had a goal and an assist, and I loved his game all round. A goal and a fight. He missed the assist, but he almost had the Gordie Howe hat trick. And on the way out, I wound up running into Mark Kastelic's dad. Mark did take the warm-up, but Gambrell played.
Yeah, I think Kastelic's dealing with something, was in there against Vegas. Did you have a good chat with him? Because I noticed against Vegas there were, I think it was the Vegas, no, you know what, it was the San Jose game. There was like five or six guys wearing Kastelic T-shirts with the image of him on Halloween as Jesus. Was there a big crew there, or?
Well, there was quite a crew. He had a grandson there, and the whole family was there. So, yeah, it was neat to see them.
Thanks, Dr. Bob. Continue enjoying your trip. You got a win, finally. Dr. Bob's seen 60 Sens games this year. A lot of them losses. Gets a big win today at the Pond.
Good for you, Dr. Bob. Jeez. I liked Tkachuk's game today, too. You always have to like to see him coming to the defense of a teammate as well, although you cringe every time he throws a punch and you just think what it would mean to the Senators if he wound up breaking a finger. I mean, I guess that's the divide you walk, right? When you see your captain, who's such an important part of this team, step up like that, you love seeing it, but you cringe a little bit because of the potential that's there for injury. We talked about this a little bit. Loved him on the post to the goalie's left today, and I thought that was a big key to the power play being a little bit better than it has been lately. I think it opened things up, made him more dangerous, and you know the power play had some beautiful execution today. So again, you know, when we looked at this team not so long ago, remember the discussion being, oh, they got too many guys for the power play now, and guys' noses are going to be at a joint because they're not going to get the time that they're used to, and it's been a struggle for them. And hopefully they've hit on something here now that at least for a few games until other teams make adjustments, that's something they can build on with the man advantage.
And I think it's been a bit of a struggle since Norris went down to kind of find something that meshes perfectly in his spot. I've always preferred Stützle over there compared to over on the left side, where he's on his strong side. Just don't like, it takes a little bit longer to receive and let go of the passes, whether he's shooting or sending it back.
Body. Yep.
He let one go. He unleashed one today off the crossbar. And at the other point of Brady being on that side, he's there for either screen or rebound in that situation.
Yeah.
Power play looked really good today.
Yeah, and I love those options that the left shot's got standing at that post to the left of the goaltender, because he can swing it out and go for the jam play. He can also move it across the crease to the back door, and he can throw it out there to the bumper. So you've got three things that the goaltender has to try and cope with. And if he guesses wrong on the pass across the crease, then he leaves himself vulnerable to that stuff play on the near post. So I really like that today.
Read a few more texts before taking a break. Still waiting on audio to come in from Anaheim. So we'll get to that in our next segment. But Parker in Gloucester says nothing to complain about today. Nice to see a win. Concerns about Giroux being on the second unit, though. With so many power plays today, he still didn't even get to be a part of many chances with the man advantage. Thoughts, Parker in Gloucester?
Well, when you've got something that's working, why would you want to shift anything around? And it was working today. So I don't think Claude Giroux minds not getting some looks today if the team won 5-1, is the way I would think that he would approach it.
I was saying to you, just to stay on the Giroux topic, right when Stützle got high-sticked, I said he's not. And I don't think it was as terrible as some in other markets were making it seem like last year, some players in other markets. But I've noticed this season that he's not going down as easy to draw penalties. And then there was a moment right after that high stick where that was pretty good high stick. Like it lifted his helmet off or up and almost off. And it looked like Giroux gave him some words of encouragement. I'm just speculating at what it could potentially be. But I think a guy, a veteran of his ilk, who's the ultimate competitor and plays the game kind of the right way, maybe that's just signs of encouragement he's given Stützle. Way to kind of take that rather than flopping. And I'm just totally guessing. Maybe that's not at all what the conversation was.
Right.
But I have noticed this year that there's less and less where he's going down. And
yeah, he made a point of tugging on his sweater and saying something to him. And as I said to you, it looked like it was a positive comment. And, you know, I guess just part of maturation, right, for a young player.
Yeah, he was 19 last year. It wasn't something I was concerned about. You see a lot of really skilled players at a young age come into the league, and that's in their game a little bit, trying to draw penalties, and he drew a ton. So it wasn't something I was concerned about, but I've noticed that it's a lot less this year.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he just needs to, you know, that penalty that he took early in the game today, I know he's frustrated. He feels like the player's holding his arm. But you just can't, you know, when the team is facing what it's facing right now, taking a penalty 199 feet from your net a minute into the game is, you've got to put the personal stuff aside there, even if you're frustrated with the treatment you're getting. you've got to put that personal stuff aside and take one for the team, basically. Keep your cool.
All right, let's take a break. We'll get to more texts, and the audio is starting to pour in. Still waiting on Coach, but we got Shabbat, Joseph, and Broussard. We'll hear some of that and DJ in our next segment. Reminder, we're at 7 o'clock. We'll be joining She's Got Game. But still, lots of your reaction at 12-1200 or at 613-750-1200. Sens with a 5-1 win over the Ducks. This is the Jim K. Ford Lincoln Sens postgame show on the TSN 1200 Ottawa Senators Radio Network.
You're listening to the Jim K. Ford Lincoln Sens postgame show on TSN 1200. Let's go downstairs and check things out live from the locker room.
Welcome back to the Jim K. Ford Lincoln Sens postgame show. Ottawa with a 5-1 win over the Ducks. Let's hear from head coach DJ Smith in conversation with the media.
Well, this has got to feel pretty good here, and I think you got everything or a little bit from everybody on all kinds of facets here.
Yeah, for sure. Broussard's line clearly, Modder, Joe, and Brass clearly were a difference for us tonight. They're checking. They worked away from the puck, and their special teams was really good. Shabby, just the plays he made, you know, back there, his poise was you know, huge for us.
Was it a lift for everybody to see Shabbat and Zub back together again? I think when they haven't played together since October 27th, 2-9-1, I believe, your record without them.
Yeah, no, we're a better team, clearly, when both those guys play and when they play together. And, you know, Shabby's an elite player in this league, and getting him back is a clear difference in us having the puck a ton more.
Good to get some saves, too.
Talbot was great.
Give you a chance to get your feet under.
Yeah, Talbot was great. You know what? We take, you know, three penalties in the first period, which you can't do, but Talbot was good wire to wire, and you know, the call comes from the back there that it's goalie interference. We think it was goalie interference, and, you know, it's unfortunate a shutout's not his. You know, he certainly deserved it.
You talked yesterday about if guys kept sort of bearing, that guys had to bear down, and obviously you got those chances today, and you scored on them.
Yeah, we scored on them, but you're not going to score your way out of trouble. You're going to have to check your way out of trouble, and I thought we checked really hard tonight.
Special teams, obviously, if you can comment on a 3-for-7 performance on the power play and 5-for-5 on the PK.
Yeah, I mean, that's huge, and especially the timing of it, you know, scoring early. Yeah. You know, when you score on your first power play always seems to click the rest of the night. Same thing with the penalty kill, and, you know, they did a real nice job.
You kind of touched on it, but what did you see from that line of Joseph and Broussard?
Well, they know what they are. They work, they check, you know, they can make plays, but they live off the forecheck and they don't give you much. And they lived off transition, and they made the plays when they had to.
And just what's the status of Anton Forsberg?
He's out right now, a lower body injury, and, you know, he won't play the rest of this trip. So clearly Talbot will go, and Mando was recalled because of all the injuries down there.
Is it a day-to-day situation, DJ? Or?
Yeah, I don't think it's much longer than that. I consider it day-to-day, but he won't play in L.A.
You kind of talked about it yesterday, but what is this good for confidence, which is what you so badly need?
Yeah, for sure. You know, you're on the road. Doesn't matter who you play. Everyone's good in this league. And you got to limit people's chances. And all the best teams in the league are the teams that give up the least. And, you know, that's why we were really trying there at the end. And like I said, we thought about the goal interference. You know, it would have been nice for a shutout. We haven't had one. And I thought Talby played good enough to get one.
For Sens head coach DJ Smith, in conversation with the media after a 5-1 win and hit on twice there, two or three times, about Talbot and deserving the shutout. And that's what we were talking about challenging with 3 or 4 minutes left in a 5-1 game. He owed it to his goaltender and tried to get it back off the board for him.
Yeah, and he says all the right things. Totally agree with him. When he says you're not going to score your way out of trouble, you defend your way out of trouble. And the best teams give up, you know, the least when it comes to scoring chances. It doesn't seem like most of the time they've got a great plan to make either of those things happen. It worked out well today, thanks to the play of that Mott, Broussard, Joseph line. and the fact that the power play was clicking. But I'd love hearing him say those things because they're absolutely true. That's the approach to take. It's just there seems to be most of the time a disconnect between what the coach is saying and what we actually see on the ice. And again, pretty, I'm not going to say a solid effort because they clearly got outplayed in that first period. And part of it was their lack of discipline that got them into that situation. But at this point, all that matters is winning, mm-hmm. right? We said before, didn't matter if the underlying numbers were good or whatever, and you were losing because all that mattered was winning. Well, they won. So it's hard to be too critical after they go out and have a pretty convincing win. Love to see them now defend well against another stingy team in LA and see what they can do on Sunday night.
Before we hear from Thomas Chabot, let's go to the phone lines for the first time. Darren wants to talk Sens. Darren, what's on your mind?
Well, I think they played well. If they can continue playing as good as they do, like I think they lose more confidence. They need to help Talbot out a little bit more. So I'm hoping that we're going to have a little more wins because I'm noticing now that Chabot's back, they're going to make some changes because we pretty much have to be a good team. They have to start making changes as far as Chabot and Bathurst and put them all together and make some, like, move the players around just to help the goalie out because he's not getting helped out as much. I'm noticing that. They got to help the goalie a little bit more because it's easier for him to make mistakes. So that's what I'm learning. I'm noticing.
Thanks for the call, Darren. Thoughts on Darren's call?
I mean, what'd they give up today? 32 shots, I think.
33, 32, the shots in favor of.
Yeah, and I don't know what the breakdown would be. I don't have a sense that the Ducks had a tremendous amount of grade A chances today, and I think that's more of a comment on the fact that you're playing the Ducks who are last in the league.
It was really hard to get a feel for the game in general, 5-on-5, because Ottawa had 8 power plays and Anaheim had 6.
Yeah.
So it was just, like, I was thinking when you were describing the play of the Mott line, I was thinking as you were describing, I'm like, I can't tell you what I thought of the Pinto line at 5-on-5 because it just hard felt like you never saw them.
Right. So it was a bit of a strange game that way. But again, like the coach's philosophy, putting it into practice has been a different story, but I like the philosophy as he stated it. And let's see if they can carry it through on Sunday. That would be a tremendous, just goes to show you, this time of year and with what this team has gone through, the whole situation changes drastically. If they can find a way to win on Sunday and come back on this trip 2-2, you know, the whole atmosphere around the team has changed. The narrative around the team has changed because, you know, even tonight we're talking about, you know, if they come back with only one win from this road trip, you know, could there be changes next week? And well, if they get a win now against LA on Sunday, a lot of the steam is taken out of all the heat that's been building up around this team for the last month.
And whether you disagree or agree with the underlying numbers conversation when in regards to this team, if you return home with 2 wins and those underlying numbers that they've been pumping publicly, and I'm sure within the room for a while now, like that, you just amplify that even more coming home to get the guys to feel good about their game.
Yeah.
Where they're at. Again, we're not planning any parades or anything like that here, but for the team, it's good to get this win, and we'll see where that continues and carries them. They need to come home with another one. They need to win in L.A., bring that another one. All right, let's go back to the Honda Center once again here. Now here's Thomas Chabot playing his first game after injury in conversation with the media.
First of all, how are you feeling?
Great. I mean, it's just fun. Obviously, we've battled. We've had some hard times, and come in here and playing the way we played all game. It's awesome. I think we everybody was aware we were kind of dominating for a while, and everybody kind of stick to what we do, and didn't really give them a whole lot. Obviously, A lot of us were kind of mad about that last goal at the end there, because you want to do that for your goaltender, save that. But, I mean, at the end of the day, it's part of the game. But awesome win and a great feeling for everyone.
The win is obviously much needed, but the way you went about the win, too, does that just add to it?
Yeah, exactly. I think that's the biggest thing is guys played well in Vegas. Obviously, we lost that game, and coming here is a big game for us. I think we afternoon games tend to be just slow sometimes off the start, and we came out hard and we played our game right from the get-go. So, a lot to take away from that. We got to enjoy this win, and obviously we're going to face a LA team that's maybe obviously probably a bit stronger, but I think it's good for everybody. It's good for the team to get a win here today.
Well, and it can be good for confidence too, because you can talk about playing well, but if you're not getting results, it can be difficult to.
No, exactly. That's I mean, we're all the same. Like I always said, nobody's going to a game to lose a game. We all want to win. We want to compete. And like you said, I think we can say after games that, yes, we did play well. But, I mean, at the end of the day, we want to win a game. We want to feel good about ourselves and get some wins. So, no, the way we played today was great. The special teams were good. And we played our game the whole way. And that's something we got to bring for Sunday night.
Can I just ask you about, we're kind of expecting you to see Wednesday, but they just think you had to wait an extra day or two?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing was really, you get in situations that obviously you feel good, you start skating, and there's little things that are still bugging you, and but you don't want to force it. I think there's so many games left, but I mean, at the end of the day, any guy that gets hurt, not just myself, but any guy that gets hurt, you want to get it back out there as soon as you can, and obviously, It sucks not to play, but obviously I think I did the right thing coming back today. It gives me another day yesterday skate, another day treatments, and come into today, then you're more confident and you feel better on the ice.
Gord was saying that you and Zub hadn't played in the same game since October 27th.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a long time.
Yeah, no, that's what it is. We started the season together, thought we were playing some good hockey, and obviously he got hurt and then I got hurt, so... But you know what? Coming back, I think just the way we can play the game together has been good. And we're game like tonight, we're talking a lot on the bench. We're trying to get even more of a feel for each other. And obviously, seeing him get that goal is huge. And obviously, we didn't give a whole lot defensively. We had good gaps. We had good stick all game. And that's something we want to do. We were making plays and holding onto the puck. And obviously, just for the first game back playing together, I think that was an awesome game.
There's Thomas Chabot in conversation with the media, and we will react to what he had to say in his game on the other side. Got us, and in a couple more segments here, we're joining She's Got Game at 7 o'clock. So continue reacting to what you thought of the game, 12-1200, 613-750-1200. It's the Jim K. Ford Lincoln Sense postgame show and the TSN 1200 Ottawa Senators Radio Network.
The Jim K. Ford Lincoln Sens postgame show continues on TSN 1200.
Welcome back to the Jim K. Ford Lincoln Sens postgame show. Sens with a 5-1 win in Anaheim over the Ducks, and it was a 3-point night for Derek Brassard, a 3-point night for Matthew Joseph. We'll hear from Brassard in a moment, but just back to Shabbat, CJ. His first game back from injury, we discussed earlier the minutes and spreading them out with when you have both of us believe that Jake Sanderson has been the best defenseman on the team. You got him and Shabbat able to carry 24, 25-minute loads. Obviously, Zub capable of that as well. Certainly helps that blue line with all three of them in the lineup. And obviously, the focus at the beginning of the season, the offseason, was to get another defenseman to add to that group. So you're just better slotting everywhere, but at least tonight, and I acknowledge it was against the Ducks, but they played well, and that blue line much deeper with Shabbat in it.
And I just feel like it's a situation where it can bring more energy to Shabbat's game, right? If you take 3 minutes of what is usually a pretty heavy load off of his shoulders, then I just think that the shifts that you're going to wind up getting from him are going to be that much better. So, you know, I look at this and he had, 24 shifts. Sanderson actually had more shifts than he did.
Yeah, Shabbat had almost 7 minutes of power play time tonight.
You know, so Sanderson had led the team with 25 with, Matthew Joseph had 26 shifts. So, again, seeing a bunch of other guys getting ice time like that was massive tonight to have Mott, Broussard, and Joseph do what they did tonight. I mean, they carried the team offensively to the victory. And as we were saying on the pregame show, completely understand the coach wanting to jostle the lines around if you're not getting anything going. I mean, these are incredibly desperate times for the Senators. These coaches are coaching for their jobs. So to see some guys a little deeper in the lineup come through, like I said, give them some of that layered scoring tonight was massive for them. And you know, what you hope now is that, okay, it was the Mott, Broussard, Joseph line tonight. And like you said, we hardly noticed the Brinkett, Pinto, and Giroux because there was so much special teams play tonight. But, you know, maybe Sunday night is their turn to carry the offense. So something definitely positive to build on there.
One goal, two primary assists for Derek Broussard in 13:09. Here he is in conversation with the media.
Refreshing to talk about a win after a game.
Yeah, we brought the same intensity we had in Vegas, and we got rewarded tonight. It was fun to watch some guys score some goals, and that goal that we gave up at the end is not what we were hoping for. We were trying to play the last 5 minutes for a goalie, and but overall it was a great game. It's good to have that good feeling back.
And contributions from everybody, as you just said here, how important is that?
Yeah, it's like you can't rely on one line, and I felt like our line, we had a good game in Vegas. We had a couple chances, and tonight we got rewarded. And, you know, we need all four lines to play well every night. And once, like, the bottom six, you know, they chip in offensively, I think that's going to be a big plus for our team once in a while.
What's it mean for confidence? You know, you can talk about playing well, but if you're not getting the results, it can be hard.
Yeah, it's. I think that's the hardest thing for us every day. By coming to the ring the last month, it's. You're working hard and everything. You're not getting rewarded, and the main focus for us is to try to stay positive, and because it can drain you and drains your energy. And it's been the opposite here. The buy-in is there. I know we want to win more games, but at the end of the day, we just got to focus on playing well. And after that, we're going to win more games.
It's what allows you and Joseph to feed off each other?
We haven't played a ton of games this year together, but he's been skating really well. And we're trying to be relentless on pucks in the offensive zone and trying to stay on pucks. And it's all credit to him. Like in Vegas, he was moving really well, and he had a couple good looks, and it was nice to see him getting rewarded tonight.
Derek Broussard, 3-point night, goal to primary helpers, and the 35-year-old is 35 games away from 1,000 in the NHL.
Yeah, good for him. Good for him. And it's also good to hear them, almost everybody's talked about, the last 5 minutes trying to play for Talbot and trying to get him the shutout. And, hopefully they learned something from the way they played in that last 5 minutes. They did play pretty well. But I agree with the coach, defense is going to be the key to getting this team to a place where it's more competitive. And if they learned something defending in that last 5 minutes, trying not to give up that goal and to get Talbot his shutout, then hopefully, again, it's something for them to build on.
Rip through some more texts here in our final segment of reaction. Chris in Vancouver says, just when you think your favorite team is terrible, just be glad they're not the Ducks. Dino says, hey guys, win is a win. Enjoyed a stress-free game for a change. Still work to do in the D zone, but hopefully this can get the swagger going. Sunday against the Kings will tell a lot, in my opinion. If this team is to turn a corner, Sunday will be it. If they don't show up, unfortunately, changes will need to be made. Have a good weekend from Dino. Thanks for the text. Have a great weekend, Dino. Farm Team says, great game. We needed a chippy game like this to bring the boys together. Kevin from Bell's Corners. I saw Kevin post a picture of him on the ice today with an Alfie jersey. Looking like a young Alfie out there.
There we go.
Happy to see the boys finally win a game after a long period between wins. Shabbat, Timmy, Stu, and Talbot all played well. Hope the winning and happy vibes continue. Go Sens go from Kevin and Bell's Corners. Cliff's, this is the first kind of like, I think, negative slanted text that we've received so far in this postgame show. Cliff says, don't fire the coach just yet. Oh, no, this never mind. There was another one that came in on. I'm sorry, Cliff. Cliff says, don't fire the coach just yet. This feels good. Go Sens go. There was somebody else with the same text. I'll try to find it. But basically said, don't fire the coach. We want to tank. And I'll try to find that. I'm sorry, Cliff. Cliff was positive. Chris from Stettsville says, to be fair to the Sens, Anaheim's awful. But it's not like Ottawa just squeaked by in a one-goal win. They crushed them. Take the positives. Comes in from Chris in Stettsville. Here's one of them, kind of. This unsigned texter, I just joined Team Tank and they lost the Bedard Bowl. What a joke. Oh, well, maybe Smith will get to coach another 10 games. We should get another 7 losses. There's the one I was referring to. And then last text of the evening goes to Sean in Orleans. You're right, CJ. A win in LA would be great. Maybe they can take that confident play and decent hockey. Sure, they can't make the playoffs, but if they finish strong, surely it would be a good foundation to start next year. Comes in from Sean in Orleans. The disappointing thing is that we're having that conversation in November.
No kidding.
Big time.
Game 20. And again, way too early in a season for fans to already be dividing themselves into Team Tank and Team Come On. We've got something to build on here.
I agree. And that's all I'm going to say, because I've had enough post-game shows this week of ranting about where they're at.
Yep.
Feelings haven't changed. But we're going to it's Friday. I got tomorrow off. I don't have to work until like 8 p.m. on Sunday.
Beauty vibe.
Beauty vibes for the rest of the evening. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back with a look at the out-of-town scoreboard, wrap things up, and then She's Got Game at 7 o'clock here on TSN 1200 as the Sens post-game show continues on the TSN 1200 Ottawa Senators Radio Network.
The Jim K. Ford Lincoln Sens post-game show continues on TSN 1200.
Welcome back to the Jim K. Ford Lincoln Sens postgame show. A 5-1 win over the Ducks in Anaheim. Now let's check out the TSN 1200 out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by St. Hubert Barbecue, Chicken Ribs, Hockey. And we'll start with Preds and Avalanche. That game has been postponed because of a broken water main in the Nashville Arena. But there were lots of afternoon tilts, including the Bruins, who defeat the Hurricanes 3-2 in overtime. David Pastrnak with the winner. Boston sets an NHL record by winning their first 12 home games of the season. Canadiens with a 3-2 shootout win over the Blackhawks. And Kirby Dach got the shootout winner. And he let the Hawks fans know that he wants to hear from them. Pretty solid stuff. 4-3, the Maple Leafs edged the Wild thanks to Matt Murray pushing off the net a few times. I know some Wild fans and reporters are hot at the Leaf Tender.
And their coach.
And their coach, yeah. 3-0, the Caps defeat the Flames. Penguins leading the Flyers 3-0 in the Battle of Pennsylvania. That's 10 minutes left in the second period in that one. Coming up at 8, Kraken visit the Golden Knights. The Wings host the Coyotes. Jackets and Islanders hook up in Columbus. Devils visit the Sabres. Lightning and Blues from Tampa. The Stars and Jets from the desert. And at 10:30, the Sharks host the Kings at the Tank. To FIFA World Cup, Iran with a 2-0 win over Wales. 3-1 Senegal defeat Qatar. Ecuador and Netherlands draw 1-1. 0-0 England and the United States. And CJ, I think the list of injuries is longer than the roster for the Belleville Senators, who host the Laval Rocket.
Oh, that's just awful. What did I say to you, Maddie? 9, I think, was the number that I read looking at that list. Daou's out for the season after he took a nasty hit. Yarventi, week to week. Harluck, week to week. Vets, week to week. Ridley Greig, day to day. Sogard, day to day. Conacher is out indefinitely. Rubens, week to week. Aspero, week to week. Like, it's just a ridiculous list. I mean, it's starting to get to the point now where you have to wonder, like, what's going on? Is there something that they need to look at here in terms of the number of injuries that are accumulating in Belleville? Just a ridiculous list. And Troy Mann, clearly with his hands full, just trying to come up with a lineup to put on the ice.
All the PTOs, and I think over the last few years, the number of goaltenders that they've used in each season, like 7 and 8 goaltenders, just wild. All right, just enough time for a final scoring summary and final thoughts from CJ. Brady Tkachuk opened the scoring up from Batherson and Shabbat at 16:24 on the power play of the first period, 1-0 Sens. Derek Brassard then from Joseph and Sanderson, beautiful goal at 18:19 of that period, gave Ottawa a 2-0 lead heading to the second. Stützle then walks down Main Street and blows one past Stolarz from DeBrincat and Batherson at 10:29 on the power play, 3-0 Sens. And Artem Zub from Brassard and Joseph at 14:54 gives Ottawa a 4-0 lead heading to the third period. Matthew Joseph from Brassard and Pinto at 6:49 on the power play would make it 5-0. And then Max Jones from White and Boileau at 17:10 made it 5-1 Ducks. DJ Smith did challenge for goaltender interference. Looked like there could have been. Jones was in the crease and his skate was in the legs pad. Of Cam Talbot, but they don't bring it off the board for the shutout, and 5-1 is the final, CJ.
Lots to build on for Sunday, and that's the world of professional sports, right? We look forward to the next one now, and let's face it, regardless of the competition, they needed to win this game. It was a solid effort, great special teams play, some scoring from a little bit farther down the list, and timely goaltending, so gather all those things together again, bring them with you for the bus ride to LA, and hopefully they can do the same thing on Sunday night.
Arrow up. Haven't been able to say that for the first time in a long time. Thanks, Rick Campbell. I want to thank everyone involved this afternoon and tonight. Chris Stevenson for joining me pre-intermissions and post. Matt Conesvita producing. Nice to see Matt behind the board here today with his audio from the intermission scoreboard update. Night, love it. Dean Brown and Gord Wilson, who had tonight's call. Thank you, the good listener, for reacting via text, tweet, and phone call. And thanks to TSN's Darren Dreger for joining me off the top. Sens with a 5-1 win in Anaheim. They travel to LA to take on the Kings Sunday night. We'll have it here for you right here on TSN 1200. Thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your weekend.
This has been Ottawa Senators Hockey on TSN 1200. Any copy or rebroadcast without the express written consent of Bell Media is strictly prohibited. A live sporting event from TSN 1200.